This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, interestingly, friends, I just got a phone call a couple of minutes ago from our server, and as they had called me, they said, well, Bradley, we just wanted to let you know that Google is now putting on your site an unsecured post or a flag to those that go to your website. And I asked the girl, and of course it wasn't her fault, but I said, what bothers me about this is the fact that you're calling me and telling me that Google is now going to begin to work in cahoots with people such as yourself to continuously inundate guys, law-abiding citizens, with websites because you refuse to go after the criminals. And I said, well, let me ask you the question. I said, so what's the reason they're saying that, they're going to put a flag up on my website right now? And, she said, well, there's so much stuff being stolen off the people's websites across the globe now. And I said, well, why don't they deal with the corrupt? Why don't they deal with the people that are stealing and prosecute them? But instead of you prosecuting the criminal, what you're doing is you're coming to those that are abiding by the laws. And then you're telling the people two locks on their houses, they need to put a third lock on there, and you just happen to make money along with Google in the process. I said, why aren't you dealing with the bad guy? Why am I being punished for obeying the law? Why won't they flag those that are breaking the law? No, it doesn't work for the bureaucracy. And so, of course, I hand the phone to my wife, and I said, will you go through our sites and make sure we have whatever we need on our sites? Not happy about it. And the first thing my wife said to him was, how much is this going to cost us? See how crime pays, friends? And see how crime works against the law abider? See, if the law abider would demand justice on those that are violating the law, we wouldn't be nickeled and dimed for everything that we have been nickeled and dimed for. But see, she never thought within one moment to the things that I brought to her attention. Why are you punishing me for doing the right thing? You're asking me to pay more money to secure my site because you fail to deal with those that are stealing people's content. How come people don't think, America? We just need to stop and think about what's going on. But folks, this is happening across the boards. If criminals would merely be dealt with and prosecuted for their crimes against the law, we wouldn't be having to pay for so much of the things that we have to pay for today. And see, more security is always the answer when it comes to corruption in government. Isn't that crazy? And then what happens, whatever starts at the top begins to fall to the bottom. And so here we have it. We have to deal with what we leave undone. And that's why the Lord always tells us to enforce the law against the crime. And then you'll experience liberty. But see, this isn't liberty when they flag my website, America. And by the way, it's happening across the boards. Your servers are going to make money with it, along with Google. And see, instead of, again, going after the bad guy, they come after the good guy and say, you're going to have to give us more money now. How much sense does that make? That is completely backwards. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But again, here we have it. Just wanted to share that with you. Friends, what we're going to be talking about today is, I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. You did. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, listen carefully. Adolf Hitler said, make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. Well, what does that have to do with the content? Well, over and over again, I want you to listen carefully, America. Because this is history being replayed. Because Americans will not take heed to the past. Over and over again, the American people are being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. Once again, and refuse to be ashamed of what they refuse to address concerning them that are being played and those that they are being played by. Namely, ill-designing men. In other words, instead of dealing with them, you tolerate them. And then what happens, it continuously falls to us, what? Lawlessness, because the American people fail to deal with corruption in their governments. I mean, here's a case in point. Just this last week, and this is what I want to get to real quick. This last week, I posted a meme on my live stream. They post their pictures, and then they have quotes, in most cases, by the person that said them. And so what I did is I posted this meme on my live stream. And usually when I post a meme, it goes to about 650,000 people. Okay. And what's interesting, after I posted this meme on my live stream, the meme had an image of the tyrant Adolf Hitler taking pictures with children to, again, win the people over and put them to sleep. Okay. As well as a picture of Adolf Hitler as Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Listen carefully. In 1938, did you know that Adolf Hitler was Time's Man of the Year? Okay? So that's what I did, is I posted that picture. I posted that meme. Okay? And immediately I had some absolute ignoramus say to me, I am so sick and tired of people equating Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Well, wait a second. He said, I'm tired of people equating Adolf Hitler with Donald Trump. Well, listen, friend, I then told him, I never said anything about Donald Trump. I just posted a meme. I said, you're the one that said it. I didn't. And then I said back to him, I said, did you see something that I may have overlooked? Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. And oh, by the way, let me just tell you what 2 Corinthians 11:14 says. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. They call themselves Christians. And no wonder, for even Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. And that's why Jesus continuously warns us to judge men by what they do, not what they say, right? And this, of course, applies to them that serve we the people. It applies to all. Tyrants and dictators love to put themselves up as the angels of light. Why? So they can control them, right? So that was the scripture reference. I said to this guy, I said, I've been posting these memes for years, for years. And I said, now that Donald Trump is the president, I'm equating him to Adolf Hitler? I again said, I never said that. I said, you said that. Hey, folks, do you know what was said about Adolf Hitler in 1932 by a school teacher named Louise Salmitz? He said, how many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? Is this craziness? Oh, people freaked out when they seen the quote. We'll get to more of it on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, I just wanted to let you know we got back from South Dakota, and we were out there for a couple days. Ministry... you know, here, let me say it this way. I've been in ministry for 23 years, and if you think for 1 minute, you know how, let me equate it to this, and then I'll come back to this point. How ministers, as they call themselves in America, take a 40-day sabbatical every year, I don't understand it. I've never understood it because it's not within me to do it. How do you have children and just throw them away for 40 days? Furthermore, how do you have children and throw them away for 2 days? You can't do it. And the only people that understand that is those that have their whole heart, mind, soul into the business of serving God. But we took a couple days to go to South Dakota. I drove 1,200 miles in 2 days. And we went out there. We went to Mount Rushmore. Pretty cool stuff. By the way, have you ever seen the other side of Mount Rushmore? Pretty crazy. And I also wanted to say, too, when we were there, I love showing my kids history because they get to see everything hands-on. They don't have to just read books. They actually get to touch, taste, touch, and or feel and smell, so on and so forth. And so when we went there, the first thing that I thought of was I remember seeing a post again. We're going to get back to this in a moment, but it was a post of a bunch of foreigners, that were given, you know, the faces of the president, the finger, and it went out there viral. And I just thought, wow, I mean, the greatest country on earth, they come to America. They're taught by a bunch of communists within, that this is the worst country. But yet if we send them to a communist nation, they would understand that they're being lied to. So maybe that's what it's going to take to get them to understand what they've got when they don't have it anymore. Right. But we went out there and we also went to the Constitutional. And it wasn't a vacation. It was simply meeting with people that are a part of the ministry there. And, you know, they were trying to get me to relax the whole time. And I just said, you can't relax when you're in ministry. You can't. I'm an intense dude. God makes men what they are. And so for you to try to get me to mellow out about my work, it's just not going to happen. And, of course, the whole time that I'm there, everything is threaded with my work. But we went to the Constitutional. They have a Constitutional President Museum there, which is really cool. We went to a Wax Museum there, Presidential Wax Museum, which is really cool. And then they have a replica of the Liberty Bell there. And I asked the kids, you know, when they were all there, I said, hey, so what is on that bell? So next time somebody wants to tell you that we are not a Christian nation, just tell them what's on that Liberty Bell. And what's on that Liberty Bell? Leviticus 25:10. Boy, I didn't know that. And I was told this wasn't a Christian nation. I know. They do it in the face of the facts. And if you pay attention to the facts, they stand contrary to what the revisionists want you to believe. And so in the process, I discovered one thing about South Dakota. That state is absolutely beautiful. I can't say anything else about it. That state, the state of South Dakota, is absolutely beautiful. You want to talk about God's green country, friends? This is it. This is God's country. We're living in it right now. You know, what's interesting, too, is when we were driving out there, as you well know, South Dakota is prairie, but it's beautiful prairie. And I said, you know, it's interesting, guys, you guys, as we're driving down the highway for, you know, 500 and some miles to get there. I said, just think about it. Your government is telling you, the media is telling you today that there is a land shortage. I said, what do you guys see out the window? They said, it's nothing but land. I said, exactly. And I said, this is how the media is working the American people. They're telling them the opposite of what the facts are. Have you ever been to Kansas? Have you ever been to Nebraska? Have you ever been to Texas, friends? I mean, have you ever been up in an airplane for less than 5 minutes? That's all you see. Have you been to Iowa? Have you been to Minnesota? That's all you see is nothing but country. And they want you to believe that there's a land shortage. So anyways, That's a quick snapshot of our weekend. It wasn't really a weekend. It was Monday and Tuesday, and then back on the road home again, and then back in the saddle again. And so in the process, folks, we also were picked up by another radio station, WRTL 1610 AM, out of Carbondale, Illinois. WRTL 1610 AM. Thank you. That means that we now have 85 affiliates across the United States of America that trust the message, and we appreciate your trust, and we will do everything in our power to stick with the facts. And again, facts are stubborn things, but to the Bible and the Constitution. Because when we stick to that Bible, which is the only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle, and the only people that attack that Bible are those that are living unholy lifestyles. So we're going to do our best to stand and keep our feet there by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, we are not moving in Jesus' name. So welcome aboard WRTL 1610 AM, Carbondale, Illinois. Again, we appreciate your trust. Now, I also want to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And you can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic we're talking about. I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. You did. And we're going to get back to that in just a moment. But before I do, I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com or Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we're seeing a whole lot of that today. And that, by the way, is the very reason that we are in trouble. If you go to the book of Psalm chapter 119, you'll find that David said, I have not wickedly departed from you. Well, the American people have, and that's exactly why we're in trouble. A good portion of them, not all of us, not all of us, friends, but a good portion of us have. Forgive me. I'm going to get back to this real quick. And in saying that, I wanted to cover, I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. Adolf Hitler said, make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. Now, you've heard different renditions of this, but the fact of the matter is that captures it, okay? And what I just shared with the people right before the break is that over and over again, the American people are being played by the dupes of ill-designing men and refuse to be ashamed of what they, the American people, refuse to address concerning them that they are being played by. The corrupt politicians. And here's the case in point. This last week, I posted a meme on my live stream that showed the tyrant Adolf Hitler taking pictures with children. And the reason they're taking these ops, these photo ops, is to put the people to sleep. To win the people over. And I also shared a meme, a post of Adolf Hitler as, in America, Time Magazine's 1938 Man of the Year. Now, don't tell me, Bradley, well, they put him as Man of the Year because of all the things that he was doing bad. They did it with Stalin, and I can go on with the tyrants' times of the year over and over and over and over again to the present. Well, Bradley, they were just highlighting the bad things he was doing. Well, the impression is not that. The impression is that they are the man of the year. Now they changed that to the person of the year because they don't want to make it man or woman. They want to get rid of the gender, friends. Believe it or not, these are the people that mean to control you. Okay? But none other than Adolf Hitler was the man of the year. Now, how does that sound, showing a heroic militant picture of a tyrant named Adolf Hitler, the man of the year? Well, let me share with you, they also made Joseph Stalin the man of the year, not once, but twice. And also keep in mind, it was your corrupt president back in the 30s, Mr. Roosevelt, the crooked criminal himself. Now, by the way, he said that none of our boys will ever put foot or touch foot on a foreign soil. 405,399 men and women later, the American people figured out that he was lying. But the good thing is he died in office, and he's in hell where he belongs. But going back to Roosevelt, did you know that President Roosevelt had the American people calling Joseph Stalin not only the man of the year, but they had the American people calling him Uncle Joe? Uncle Joe just happened to be slaughtering millions of his own people. And the president of the United States of America had our people in this country calling that dictator Uncle Joe. I want you to think about that just to show you how manipulative these people are in media and in politics. And the reason this takes place is because, again, people don't pull the curtain back and find out for themselves. Now, getting to the nitty-gritty on what I posted here, I just simply, again, posted a picture of Time Magazine's 1938 Man of the Year. Hey, folks, call me what you will. I didn't post it. I didn't print it. Time Magazine did in 1938. Also shared a meme post of tyrants, the tyrant Adolf Hitler, taking pictures of children. That's all, okay? And I'm going to come back on the other side and share with you as to what a man responded with. And then I'm going to take you into history just a little bit to show you, indeed, that facts, folks, are stubborn things. And history is, in fact, repeating itself in this country.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I highlighted a couple times, first segment and second segment. I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. You did. I posted a picture of none other than Adolf Hitler taking pictures with kids. It's just to win the favor of the people to put him to sleep so you didn't really pull the curtain back. Listen, he's taking pictures with kids. He's got to be a good guy. Listen, he's taking pictures with the Catholic priests. He's got to be a good guy. This is what they do. And there's a reason that they do it. Again, read 2 Corinthians 11:14 before I start running down that trail. And then I also posted a picture of Adolf Hitler's Time Magazine's 1938 Man of the Year. Was not even thinking about what he accused me of. A man responded with, I'm tired of people equating Adolf Hitler with Donald Trump. I then told him, I said, I never said anything about Donald Trump. You did. Isn't that amazing? See, that's what happens in this country. People just jump the gun and then they realize they're given the wrong answer. When they're responsible for the fault in which they're attempting to blame on somebody else. I said, did you see something that I may have overlooked? At this point, I started seeing some of the things that he may have been saying. I said, I've been posting these memes for years now, and now that Donald Trump is the president, I'm equating him to Adolf Hitler? Wait a second. Aren't you the conservatives of the day that are tired of being accused of everything under the sun? Now you're accusing me of something that I didn't say? Oh, yeah, I'm tired of being called a racist. I'm tired of being called homophobic. I'm tired of being called Islamophobic. I'm tired of being called a Nazi. I'm tired of being called all these names that the left that's been created out of thin air by the media that you've taken on. I'm tired of being accused of the things that they accuse me of. Now I'm doing the accusing. And I didn't realize I was doing the accusing until Bradley just showed me that I was doing the accusing. Let's crucify Bradley. Yep, the spirit of the world has not changed, friends. They persecute the living Christians and then they praise the dead ones. You understand? That's how it works. Again, I've been posting these memes for years just to keep people awake because we're seeing a thread of the same actions and characteristics of tyrants. In fact, they are. Look at what Louise Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher, said in 1932 and what this individual said. Some say it's Louis and some say Louise. Okay, it's Louise. But this is what this individual said of Adolf Hitler. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, as their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress. How are they putting up Donald Trump today, friends? I'm just asking the question. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just asking the question. You know, I got a letter yesterday, last week, from someone that reads my columns over at News with Views. And he said, Bradley, this time you've just gone too far. You've just gone too far, Bradley, this time. Because there was some reference to the crimes, several crimes being committed by the current administration. And the crime is they're not enforcing the law. Well, how is that crime, Bradley? Well, the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. That is, in fact, true. Go back to your history. You will find that we are ruled as canon and through canon law, ecclesiastical law. That's church law in this country. See, and law always exposes the criminal. We've talked about this 1.5 million times. But this individual just said, now you've gone too far. Why? I've gone too far because I showed you that Donald's not doing what he said he was going to do. He's not bringing back in that rule of law that he promised to deal with the criminals. Oh, and by the way, friends, just to update you, to show you how far this is going now, it was posted yesterday, now that we're on this trail, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, that we're now finding out Hillary Clinton, the one that has not been dealt with by Donald Trump, she funneled over $800,000 to her political groups that fund this created organization called Antifa. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump dealt with her right away? She wouldn't be given a free hand to go create more crime and to create domestic insurrection. Hillary Clinton is funneling $800,000 to her political groups that fund these groups, these paid political agitators, by the way. Police are now starting to catch on that these agitators, these protesters, are bought and paid for. They must be listening to the show because I don't hear anybody else talking about it, to be quite honest with you. And he got mad because I told him on my letter that, listen, all these things that Donald said, all these things Donald is not doing. And because Donald's not keeping his promise, look what's happening. He sold you on promises unfulfilled. He sold you on the rule of law. He sold you on a special prosecutor. He sold you on how many promises. And let me ask you, how many promises has he fulfilled? And if he hasn't done it, then that means he is a liar, is what that means. Last week, Chuck Baldwin distributed a column called, "If You're Looking for Change, You're Not Going to Get It," in so many words. Because there is no change, just a different administration, people, that's it. Same people dictating behind the scenes. These leaders, as you would call them, which they are not. They are simple representatives is what they are of we the people. Christ is the leader. Oh, and by the way, for all you Donald Trumpites, that is one thing he got right. He said, we have God as our leader in this country. Man is not our leader. You're exactly right. But the fact of the matter is when you have people calling out all these things that Donald does and then Donald doesn't do them, isn't it interesting how the conservatives, the liberals of the day, yesterday's liberals, it's interesting how they just overmit and omit promises unfulfilled by by him. See, now the fact of the matter is if you were caught up in principle, in law, you wouldn't be talking about this. You would be dealing with this. So let me go back to this. I can go on this one for the next hour, and I want to at least try to get through this, that I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. I said you did. This is what they said of Adolf Hitler in 1932. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? And little did they know, they were being sold the lie. It tells us in the book of Daniel, I believe chapter 8, that he destroyed through peace and policy, not law. Right? And as I'm thinking about this, they're selling him as something that he wasn't, namely Adolf Hitler. By the way, the Bush family was actually funding, Prescott Bush was actually funding Hitler's war, for those that did not know. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. How many looked up to Adolf Hitler with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? And little did they know, as they were saying safety and safety and peace, that destruction cometh suddenly. And it did. How many people had to die? Their country is completely destroyed before they finally figured out who the bad guy was. And then I went on and said that regardless of who serves we, the people in this country, we are to look and to like for good advice. And the good advice given by Patrick Henry when he said, we're to guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. We're to suspect everyone. Not to lavish him with our praises and our approbation. Of course not. And that's what it's become in this country. Now, I've shared with you on shows in the past that presidents of past friends to the early 1900s were dropped off at their front door, literally told thank you for their service, and they went on in their lives. They weren't given millions of dollars of compensation. They weren't praised by other men. Folks, they were the president. They served we the people, and that's their proper position. Now Americans have taken on the fact that we have some sort of monarchy or some sort of king. And folks, the fact of the matter is when you look at how they're served or entreated, I'm sorry, you have our servants now being served by we the people instead of them serving we the people. And they're being treated like kings. They have armed guards. They have helicopters. They have this, that, and the other thing. Folks, it's to the point of being ridiculous. And if you don't see what I just said, I can't help you. I really can't. You should see what happens when the president moves. And again, let me throw a little food for thought in there. If he's working for we, the people, regardless of who they are, why do they have to have armed guards? Why do they have to raise the fences? Why do they look at everybody as suspect? As a terrorist in this country concerning those that they are to protect. And then the question you have to lay to candor, friends, lay to yourself, and I lay to your candor, is the fact that who do they work for? Special interest groups, or are they working for us? We know the answer to that question. It's not us. America, are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? I'm just asking you the question. 1-866-582-9933. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? If you remember rightly, Karl Dönitz, he was a German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. He said that politicians are the ones that brought the Nazis to power. And the politicians that brought the Nazis to power were the ones responsible for starting the wars. Carol Dönitz said they are not, Karl Dönitz, forgive me, they are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Hey, folks, who's bringing about the disgusting crimes in America? Transgenders, sodomites, Islam. Who's doing all this, friends? It's not the people. It's the people resisting this. But who's advocating this? Well, again, are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? And what's funny about it is people mock this until it happens. And folks, we're on the verge right now. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James Wayne.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, a guy just posted, he said, faith without works is dead. And he's right on. And he said, same is said about patriotism. Well, patriotism is the fruit of Jesus Christ, just for those that need to know. And what am I talking about? Well, Jesus came to magnify the law against the crime. That's why he died, and it was twofold. The cross of Calvary was a demonstration of God's love for mankind. As a propitiation for our sins, a sacrifice, and appeasement. And it's also a demonstration of his hatred towards those that violated God's moral law, sin. And I want you to understand, too, I'm not separating sin from the sinner, friends. No, the act is not apart from the actor. Just keep that in mind. But faith without works is dead, James 12, 14 through 26. Same is said about patriotism. So let's be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem here. I was lame to your candor. I was being frank, though I'm Bradley. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Karl Deunitz, German admiral and would-be Führer, after Hitler said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Friends, who's advocating immorality in this country? Besides Hollywood and government, which work hand in glove, who's attempting to advocate the propaganda of transgenderism, sodomy, indoctrination into public school? This is all coming from corruption in government, and it all comes from the people that tolerate the corruption. So they are not apart from one another, again, because we are the governments. What we see is a reflection of what we do and what we don't do. Okay? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones that brought about these disgusting crimes. How is that any different than what you're seeing today? I mean, I want you to think about this. On November 20th, 1945, if you haven't seen the documentary, you need to watch it. The Nuremberg trials began on November 20th, 1945, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. And by this time, the Nazi criminals were being brought to justice after the fact. After the fact, when they were brought to justice at this particular time, countries were destroyed, 50 million people dead, 2.5% of the world's population lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. These criminals, these politicians that wanted to, they were waiting in line to be the next Führer after Adolf Hitler. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played. What they did during these proceedings, they played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. What's happening today, friends? Who's been assailing the American people more than politicians and the media? Why are big corporations going hand in glove at the same time, simultaneously doing the same things, advocating the propaganda and the agendas that government is approving and implementing? I said the people, friends, the government, the people are approving. Now, when I say that to you, you know what I'm saying. Through apathy and tolerance, you're actually giving them a pass to do what they're doing. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Did you know that during the opening of the court proceedings, it is said that it is important to note that the prosecutor said the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. Man, that's crazy. I mean, just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act, America, of Hitler's wicked regime. Not 1,000. Hey, folks, when you look at the likes of Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, their administrations, and we can see plenty of these people that are still in places of governmental positions, incumbencies in the government in this country today that have not been removed, but they have been placed there to work against we the people because this is the judgment of God. There's no getting away from that, and I have yet to have anybody contend with me on that one, and it's wise that you don't. Because you know as well as I do, this is the judgment of God. But folks, when you look at the likes of these criminals that we see on a daily basis, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan, I can go down the list. They have violated the law over and over and over again. And America, you know it. I want to show you what it leads to. What it leads to is what I just got done telling you. It leads to war. And we've been told by those from the inside out who's creating the war, who brought these criminals to power. It's the politicians. But nobody wanted to listen to that. Nobody wanted to believe that Hitler could be responsible of such heinous crimes until the damage was done. Hey, folks, can anybody out there say prevention is better than cure? Let's listen to God the first time, because if we listen to the first time, we're not going to be dealing with him a second time. And that is a great message to send anybody that serves we the people in this country. And it's called the fear of God, where men depart from iniquity, lawlessness. But it starts with us first, Acts 20, verse 21. The laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. And again, I want you to listen to this. Just imagine if the Nuremberg trials, per se, would have taken place at the first unconstitutional acts of Hitler's wicked regime. I've just seen this guy, Keith Ellison, again, saying some of the most incredible things about those that are doing lawful acts. And everybody knows who Keith Ellison is. And we know that he's the first one to swear in on the Quran, which makes him an enemy of who we are. He runs antithetical, folks, to our government. And guess what he's doing? He's attacking our government. He already told you he was going to do that when he swore in on the Quran. And that's exactly what he's doing. And he's advocating everything that stands contrary to our law. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Hey, before you start tearing down laws, America, why don't you ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place? Why don't you ask the question as to why those laws were put up in the first place? What happens when men depart from God's moral law? Trouble ensues. Judgment ensues. See, people want to dare the justice of God, and then when they get it, they want to sit there and feel sorry for themselves and act like they don't know what just took place. Folks, I've been down to the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C. I was also at the Holocaust Center in Israel. And some of the sponsors they have are the very sponsors that are responsible for the judgment of God in the first place, that are hanging on their walls. This I've seen in D.C., and when you go through these Holocaust centers, you will see scriptures on the walls talking about God's judgment. God's judgment on the people that advocated what he condemned. You know, I want to tell you this too. Because these corrupt politicians that were responsible that brought the Nazis to power and started the war, those that were responsible for bringing about these disgusting crimes, said Karl Deunitz. I want you to think about this for a moment, if you would. Can you imagine how many people would be on this planet today? I mean, hey, folks, Germans weren't aborting babies. Americans, you've allowed your government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. 58 million. Consecutively, 18 states and population have been disposed of because you've taken on the ideology of murder. Read Proverbs 6:17. Well, you know, they told me I could do it. Oh, really? Guess what? All of those that were at the Nuremberg trials, you know what they all did? They tried to indemnify themselves. You know what they said? We were just taking orders. We were just doing what they told us to do. Well, what would happen if everybody in this country would have stood up and said, nope, that's unconstitutional. You must go. That's prevention is better than cure. Read Isaiah 56. Jeremiah 9:24. Psalm 97, Isaiah 26, verse 9. These are just coming to my mind right now. Amos 5, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Upon the heads of the wicked, America. The wicked are those that know to do right and they do it not. But we're conditioned in this country to accept the type of people that will stand there and say, we're just doing our job. We're working for the highest bidder. And we have a bunch of Judases in front of us, friends. But going back to the beginning of the show, I never said anything about Donald Trump. America, you did. You noticed something that I didn't. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.